The Actioneers have a lot going on, as always, but who are the Actioneers? What do they do? Leslie Ngani joins me from Actioneers. Hello.
Hiya.
Tell us a little bit about Actioneers then, Leslie.
Yeah, well, they're multi-activity clubs for children and young people with sight loss. Well, generally they're aimed 8 to 16-year-olds, but 4 to 7-year-olds can come along as long as they've got a parent to support them on the day. And we just do lots of different activities, from sport to leisure activities to things around independent living and museums, zoo visits, those type of things.
I would say that you've got the best job in the world.
Yeah. And a good thing about them is they can bring along, you know, siblings with them as well to attend.
So what's coming up then in October?
Well, we've got lots of things. So just to give you an idea, we've got some sports sessions. We've got some tennis, swimming, cricket, football, goalball. Then we've got some climbing, temping, bowling. We've got a visit over to London Zoo, and we've got some other animal experiences as well where they get to handle different animals. We've got touch tour at the theatre. We've got some cooking, and obviously with Halloween coming up, we've got some Halloween games and art and crafts as well.
Well, tell us about the multi-sports day then.
The multi-sports day, yeah, this is it's over in St Helens at Sutton Leisure Centre, and it's on Wednesday, the 6th of October, so on tomorrow. and it's 3:30 till 3:30. And this is open to 8 to 16-year-olds, so we've got young people coming along with the local VI teams, and they're going to be taking part in 4 different sports. So they're going to be doing goalball, cricket, tennis and athletics. So they're going to be learning lots of skills around, you know, taking part in those particular sports. And some of them might have done it before and, you know, some of them might not have. So it's just giving them that, just like a taster session of what it's like. See if they're interested and want to do some more.
And it's great getting this opportunity because I think up until fairly recently, you would tend to think if you're blind, then these sports and things just aren't open to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was one of the reasons why we opened Actioneers back in the day, because when we first opened them, they were just sports clubs. And a lot of it was because the, you know, the children and young people weren't necessarily getting a chance to take part in the activities at school. So we were giving them that opportunity to, you know, have the sports adapted in a safe environment for them to, you know, to meet the needs of the sight loss. So, but, you know, things are getting better now, but, you know, we're still putting the days on and just giving them that taster session with, you know, local coaches.
Yeah, and open up some horizons. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times, we'll give them some routes as well. So if they actually, you know, for instance, they're taking part in athletics tomorrow. So, you know, we'll have local club contacts that if, you know, if they really want to take that on, that they've enjoyed the sport that much, that we can then, you know, put them in touch with the local club, and if need be, you know, we can support them to make sure that their activities are, you know, visual impairment friendly.
That's fantastic, actually, because that also raises awareness with mainstream clubs as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I noticed there's one here about, it says Next Steps Careers. Now, tell us about this, sounds quite practical.
Yeah, well, we did have a different Next Steps Careers event a couple of months ago where there was a wide range of activities. We had employers down and the young people got to speak to the different employers and have a go at different things. And this is like a follow-on from that day where this is going to focus a lot more on interview skills, you know, which is something, you know, a lot of the young people haven't been to a job interview before, so it's just giving them an insight, giving them a practice of, you know, how to prepare for an interview, giving them a go at an interview, and just, you know, developing those skills. So that's over at Judd Street on Friday the 28th of October from 3:30 till 3:30, and that event's open to 14 to 25-year-olds.
And you have a bit of fun with that, can't you, in the workshops?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we do things like speed dating, but speed interviews. So, you know, they've got just a few minutes to get round to the next one and answer the questions and even ask vice versa, you know, opposite questions to the employers as well.
And realistically, it's a competitive world. So, you know, if you're going for an interview with a mainstream employer, then you want to really talk their language if you can, as to the way you present yourself, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things with these events. We do invite, you know, employers, you know, mainstream employers along to the events. So, you know, they're getting different insights from different organisations as well, and the type of thing that they're looking for when they're interviewing.
And you've got, I think we touched on this last time, but you want people to get involved with some residentials next year.
Yeah, we're just finishing off year one of the project. We've got one more residential to go, but it's a great opportunity, and we're just trying to recruit the young people for next year. And this is a programme of residentials for 14 to 17-year-olds, and it's a programme of 3 residentials, and there's 3 different venues. So there's one in Surrey, one in Cumbria, and one over in Taunton at some field study council venues that we're running them in partnership with. And the young people to go to all 3 residentials. So it's like a development programme. It's based a lot around the environment and nature and conservation, where they're working towards the John Muir Award. And, you know, they're learning new skills, and they're actually learning independent living skills as well. So they're going to be, you know, getting themselves ready, getting themselves showered, taking part in, you know, getting the meals ready themselves, so making the packed lunches, making friends, which is a massive, you know, important part of it as well, that peer support. And then there's, like, voluntary elements as well. So if the young people, you know, are keen to get involved with the activities in the local community, you know, we're looking at links for that as well.
Is there any criteria for children wanting to get involved with these?
For this particular one, it's just the 14 to 17-year-olds, and they need to be 17 before the first, so that they're still 17 on the 1st of November next year, so that they can qualify, and obviously just so long as they've got sight loss. They don't need to be registered, but just that they've got sight loss.
And it's not expensive, is it?
No, we've got £25, and that's all it is for all 3 residentials. So, you know, great value. And the feedback we're getting already from, you know, the participants from year one, it really helps them, you know, confidence building, independence, self-esteem, and obviously learning those new skills as well. And some of them have found... you know, doing the conservation stuff, it might not have been stuff that they thought about before, but there's some of them already wanting to go on and find out more after the programme.
And I think a good thing about this is that I think some parents, obviously if you've got a child with sight loss, you perhaps the tendency is to want to take care of them and protect them. And, you know, when they grow up and perhaps they want to go to university, that's the first time they're away from home, whereas something like this gives them a chance to have that bit of freedom away from home, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is difficult for parents. You know, it's that cotton wool effect and trying to, you know, trust us is a big thing to take their children away. And as part of the programme, we do have an introductory day as well, where the parents can come along, the young people come along to find out all about the programme. And we try and, you know, cover all the parents' anxieties, you know, put them at ease. They get to meet the team who's going to be working with the young people. They get to learn about the venues and what they're going to be doing, so that, you know, we can develop that relationship. And, you know, like the journeys that the young people are making throughout the 3 residentials, you know, it's great to see that distance that they've travelled with, you know, becoming independent, even learning things like, you know, making their own bed, which obviously they can, you know, take home and continue using that skill.
Yeah, but would they?
Yeah, exactly.
No, it sounds fantastic. And again, like you say, a bit of confidence can be like the springboard to so many other things.
Yeah, and absolutely. And a lot of it is about peer support as well, where, you know, they might be the only child in their local school, but meeting, you know, peers with sight loss, you know, they're learning from each other and really supporting each other, you know, and the friendships that are developing and helping each other to become more independent. So it's not about us as staff doing that, you know, seeing that, you know, the other young people are doing things their own, and actually that's encouraging them to do it themselves.
Well, lots going on. We will have an update again next month. But for those who would like to get some information on any of the events and find out what's going on, we've covered a lot today. How do we get the information?
Well, if they've got access to the internet, they can go on our website, which is www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk. And if they go to the Children, Young People and Families section, within the support section, there's a big description of all our events, and there's an events calendar on there, so they can click on and find all the information that they need about the event. Or they can contact myself on 01642 233 439, and I can get all the information that they need.
Leslie Ngani, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.